This is the entrance antiphon for Easter Sunday. The melody is, the Lord is truly risen. Alleluia. That's melody. Caroline would sing it, and then we would sing that. And then the second time after her verses, then we'll do the parts. Here's parts. Gives you an idea. You just need to learn the refrain. I will give this to you, but it's Jubilate Deo Omnisera Servite Domino in Laetitia. Alleluia, alleluia in Laetitia. Alleluia, alleluia in Laetitia. We do this as like a round thing. But that's the melody. It's just like row, 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 but we've done it for years, so hopefully everyone will remember it. Jesus Christ is risen today. So that's like a little song right before the entrance hymn, okay? Jesus Christ is risen today. Maybe add some parts as we went along, but first obviously just melody like always. Here's alto soprano, second verse if you want. Desire. Then we'll have a sprinkling rite. We'll start with asparagus may and then living streams, like we always do. Same, this is the day. If you remember your parts, that's fine, but I just put this in so it's easier.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
That's the melody of that. We've typically done it singing the parts, but I'm going to have the cantor sing that, and all we do is the psalm, the refrain part. Then there's a sequence. The cantor sings Christians to the Paschal Victim. And then at this mass, we'll have the bell, Alleluia, so you'll sing Alleluia. Thank you. sings the verse, da 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 da, and then we pick up the second half. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. After the reading, we sing, after the then we praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. We sing it again as the bells walk off. So that's that. This is an Easter celebration. It's like a combination of crown him with many crowns and this little thing in the beginning. So let's do the little thing in the beginning. The rest is just the hymn. And then we have the end. So here's the alto soprano, 2, 3, and... at the next page, which says big letters, crown him with many crowns, and that's we're gonna do 1, 2, and 3, but you'll notice that 2 is on the bottom line, 3 is in the middle where it belongs. So that's what the order we're gonna do, 1, 2, 3. So that's why I put the numbers there. And then if you want to pick up the third verse on the actual arrangement, you can start back on page 3 of that and just read the notes, or just read the melody, because that's all I care about. And then it ends with this alleluia thing on the last page 4. So you got some parts to play with there, tenor bass. Concertata, which means it's got brass with it and a little interlude, blah blah blah. It sounds more festive, and so that's easy. Communion antiphon. Sing it first, and then Natalie, whoever's here. So that's that. That's our antiphon, communion antiphon. I'm the bread of life, same as the night before. And then this Christus Victor, I'm going to do this as a separate recording, so you can listen to the whole thing. And then we do Hallelujah Chorus at the end. So this Christus Victor is the thing you're going to keep if you can. That would really be great. And we'll sing it all the way through April. And then in May, we'll start doing something Marian. And then we'll be into feast days because we're so much earlier this year. So there's your story. Hope this helps.